Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, summer's known to be the peak season for snake bites. A special unit at Miami-Dade Fire Rescue helps prevent such bites from becoming fatal. The Venom Response Team specializes in treating venomous bites, not just here in South Florida, but across the country. The 24/7 unit rushes medications to victims and works with hospitals to administer anti-venoms. It recently responded to two bites in Michigan. The two-person team is unique because it has regular access to special anti-venoms that are in limited supply in most of the country. But the fire department is going to be cutting back the unit's operations. Well, joining us now in studios, Lieutenant Scott Mullen. He's been with the Venom Response Team for almost its full 20 years, but Mullen will be leaving soon because, again, of these cutbacks. Lieutenant Mullen, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I want to clarify because I did say earlier, and I know that I'd read it, but let's clear this up. There are cuts coming, but what are the cuts and why?
The terminology is actually restructuring. They're going to be taken right now. You said correctly, we're a 24/7 unit staffed with one person per shift. I work a 24-hour shift. I start at 7 in the morning, work till the next day, 7 a.m. And right at this point, the director wants to restructure the unit and take my position and the other lieutenant position off and just have one person on a 40-hour week, our captain, running the unit.
There's a risk to that, though, isn't there? Because, I mean, snake bites, venomous bites don't happen on a 40-hour work week, right? They happen when they happen.
Correct. I mean, that's why we do risk-reward. And I'm sure the director's looked at that and thought about it, and he has a plan. I haven't had a chance to talk to him to get exactly why we're doing this. In the past, when they've tried to restructure us, it has been budget issues. I do know that there's no endless pot of gold. So, you know, if a fire truck's got to be cut or a venom unit's going to be cut, it's going to be the venom unit.
So this Venom Response Team has been around for 20 years. This is the 20th year. Why did a national Venom Response Program get started in Miami-Dade County?
It was interesting. As many stories as we have, the first story to start it was in 1998. A gentleman was bitten by a black mamba down in South Dade.
Which is not native, I don't think, right?
It isn't. It's okay. From Africa. but that's part of this man's business. A lot of these animals, these venomous snakes, are imported for zoos, private collections, and research. In this case, the gentleman had it as a private collection, and he was bitten by it. Miami-Dade received the phone call for that bite, and along with 12 other agencies, urgently started searching for the antivenom to treat that. This is not a medicine that is made here in the United States, obviously. This is a foreign snake, so there's no FDA-approved medication, so a hospital couldn't keep this medication. Only zoos with a special license can keep it, and us. And that's the license we have. So a young Lieutenant Al Cruz, working in Sweetwater, heard the call go out. He had worked with snakes. He'd worked with Bill Haas back at the Serpentarium when he was younger. He knew someone that had the medicine on hand. He went and was able to get that medicine. They were able to save that man's life. And a spark went off in his head, and he said, hey, let me look into this. How many of these bites are we getting where you don't know about? And he formed the unit, and that was in 1998, in July of 1998. I think that year they had 6 bites here. Steadily it's grown till now our total count's over 1,600 venomous bites that we've treated in the unit in the past 20 years.
By the way, let me back up a second here because you say black mamba. For those of us who don't know snakes, a lot of times when we talk about snakes here, by the way, we talk about pythons.
Right.
But
we deal with those too.
Obviously, we get a lot of different snakes here. Black mamba, it's not from here.
That's a snake they used in that movie Kill Bill.
Okay.
And yes, it's very deadly. The venom has a component in it. It's going to go in there and destroy tissues. It's going to destroy blood cells. It's going to start attacking neurologically. So it's a combination of that. So time is tissue. With any of these bites, a venom is actually a poison that's been injected. And once that gets into your body, the only thing that's going to stop it is the antivenom. So the longer it's in there, the more damage is being done. The faster we can get there, get the antivenom on board, the faster we can stop the effects of that venom from doing further damage. We can't reverse the damage that's been done, but we can stop further damage. And half the battle a lot of times with these exotic bites is just convincing the doctor, yes, he was bitten by a black mamba, and yes, this medicine right here is all you have to treat it. You know, it's not something you really covered in medical school too much. I mean, even toxicologists, very little is taught to them about specifically snake bites because it's a small percentage of what they do. But that's where our unit comes in and helps because we're working with our medical director, Dr. Ben Albo, who has worked with it, and Miami-Dade Poison Control, Dr. Bernstein. We come and we're the eyes and ears for them in the ER. So when I go to a bite, I'll go there and I'll look at the signs and symptoms. I can identify the snake. I don't need you to bring the snake to the hospital, but sometimes it happens. I wish they wouldn't, because that's I've actually almost had a nurse bitten because the guy walked in holding a water moccasin and thrusted it in her face before he passed out. So, you know, we can go in there, and a lot of times we'll get bites that are not venomous. They're garden snakes. There's over 47 species of snake here in Florida.
I'd imagine you've seen everything, right?
Yes.
You've seen every snake.
Oh, that's what's awesome about this job.
And by the way, how many times have you been bitten?
By venomous, zero.
Okay.
But by non-venomous, a lot. Matter of fact, I was bitten in the face by an 11-foot Burmese python by mistake, because I was feeding them, and I had looked away, and I looked back, and he saw my heat signature, because they have pits in their face like a rattlesnake. And I got a face full of snakes, so that was not fun.
All right. Now I'm picturing that. Okay. Venomous snakes in Florida, I mean, I'd been reading that a lot of the bites, especially the dangerous bites, we tend to see in just a couple of states, really. And Florida's really high on this list.
Florida and Texas are the two biggest. You know, they average, the CDC says, about 5,000 to 6,000 bites a year from venomous snakes. But luckily, with medical treatment and availability of antivenom, we have maybe 5 to 6 deaths. Knock on wood, our unit in 20 years has had zero deaths. And we've treated everything from black mambas to taipans. We've treated the king cobra bites. We've treated the stuff that you wouldn't think anyone would survive from, and had success. So it's a real testament to the men and women of the unit that put the time in to get the special training to do it.
Where are these happening? I can understand, like, Florida is a lot of swamp and Everglades. Is it people going on trail hikes? They're out there by the Everglades. That's where they're getting bit mostly?
Well, we cover over 18 hospitals here in Dade and Broward. We'll go up as far as West Palm Beach for a bite and down to the Keys if we have it. A lot of the bites from our native venomous snakes, which is the water moccasin, also known as cottonmouth, eastern diamondback, pygmy rattlesnake, and the coral snakes, happen typically west of Chrome, out west towards the Everglades, and out west of I-75 up in Broward. A lot of those areas still have like kind of water reserves and stuff, which are beautiful, but they also harbor the water moccasins. A lot of people still have no idea that we have venomous snakes here in South Florida. A lot of people are like LeBron James. They think Miami's just South Beach. They don't realize it's almost 2,400 square miles of area, and that's not all land.
Right.
So, you know, having special operations like our unit, and I'm based out right now of Air Rescue South, so that allows me to jump on the helicopter to save a life.
This program, this response team is really unique, not just here in the area, but the whole country. I'm just curious how nobody else has duplicated this, or why, how in the world, you had calls from Michigan. I mean, how do you respond to help people in other places? And I'm wondering what kind of calls you're getting.
Well, that's true. We had a cobra bite in Michigan about a week and a half ago. And then I guess a few days later, we had actually a Gaboon viper bite in Michigan. So it's kind of like that Kevin Costner movie where if you build it, they will come. You know, our reputation has gotten out there, and we're seen as a resource. I had a phone call one time from an Animal Planet crew that was doing an expose in Thailand, and the producer was bitten by a cobra, and they called us from an illegal shipment. They called us to see where they could get the antivenom, which I said, luckily for you, it's in Thailand, right where you are. So they called halfway around the world to find out the medicine they needed was right where they were. So that's, you know,
you guys have every kind of antivenom, right?
We keep over 50 different antivenoms. Three of them are FDA approved, and they're used for our snakes here in South Florida, and the black widow, which is also, we have a brown widow here.
The spider.
Yeah. Yes. So we have those. The others are all exotics. And we did help this year to start a sister unit up at Lake County Fire Department, and they're called Venom 2, actually. And they're treating our native bites, and they assist us. You know, if they get it like an exotic, remember they had that cobra loose in Orlando. If they had a bite from that, we could ship up antivenom, and they could utilize our antivenom to treat the bites.
Where are you getting all these antivenoms? Because as you said, some of them are only made in other countries.
Correct. So we'll get them from India, from China, from Australia, from Central South America, Costa Rica, Mexico, Brazil.
And then are you guys the ones administering it, or you're taking it to to a hospital, to a doctor?
No, we always treat in the hospital, because you can have adverse reactions to the body. These are foreign proteins. They're made utilizing venom that's injected into, most of the time, horses that build up an immunity, and then the horse blood is drawn out, it's cleaned up, it's turned into an antivenom that's then we utilize. sometimes people have reactions to that. So we always administer it in the hospital, and we physically don't. The doctors and the nurses do it, but we stay there, kind of hold hands, tell them how to reconstitute it. I explain to the patient what's going on. I explain to the family, because a lot of times the family's over in the corner, terrified to ask any questions. The doctor and the nurses don't have time to talk to them, so I'll go. And, you know, they're also a victim in this. You know, they're freaking out. So I'll go and say, this is what's happening. This is what we're going to do.
I just want to mention, by the way, I'm talking with Lieutenant Scott Mullen of Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Venom Response Team. This unit has special access to anti-venom medications to respond to snake bites, not just here, but across the country, around the world, as he just mentioned. All right. So, you know, you're going to have these cuts. And so I'm just thinking as a person.
Restructuring.
My apologies. Thank you. If I get bitten by something now. So what am I going to do? Who do I call?
You always call 911. We've trained all our paramedics from here all the way up to Broward on how to treat snake bites in the field to get you to the hospital safely. So the best thing, if you can, is call 911, let the medics come to you. They're going to bring you to the hospital. I suppose during the week when it's this captain's on duty, he'll probably grab the proper antivenom and meet you at the hospital. That's what we used to do. If it's after hours, they're going to utilize EMS captains to run the antivenom up to you and help administer.
Is there a concern that because you just mentioned a little while ago about how many calls you're getting every year. So, I mean, if you've got this restructuring, is there a concern that maybe getting that antivenom to somebody is going to be a little bit tougher and, well, you know, that could lead to something terrible?
It's hard to treat emergencies on a 40-hour work week, and emergencies don't happen during business hours all the time, and that's why we have the fire service. That's why you can pick up your phone in Dade County, call 911, and there'll be a fire truck or a rescue truck at your door within 4 to 6 minutes. I mean, that's, you travel around the world, that's phenomenal. We're always going to take care of you. This is going to put a little bit of a delay possibly into it, and that's the part that I feel bad about, because I know when I'm on duty, I'm going to jump up. I'm going to grab the proper antivenom. I'm going to get there as fast as I can. Like I said, sometimes utilizing even air rescue because of the traffic and that. And it helps because I've seen so many bites. So that experience, that 20 years of doing this, it's hard to teach that to someone just in, you know, a month or so.
What's it going to be like for you leaving this unit?
It's bittersweet. I got on the fire department to be a firefighter paramedic, and I love that. I'm going to go back to my truck. I'm going to start running my calls. I'm going to still help people because that's why I got into this. No one gets into the fire service for the money or, you know, we do it because we actually care. And so to still be able to go out and help people, that would be a blessing. The downside is that I really get to know the people. You know, usually with the fire rescue, it's the best job with someone with attention deficit disorder because you spend maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes with a person, and then you're sending them off. You probably never see them again. With these bites, I'll take the, you know, I go to the hospital, I meet you in the ER, I start with the doctors treating you there, and I wait till I can get you up to the ICU so I can go through it with all the nurses up there and let them know what to expect. So I really have a lot of lifelong friends because of this, as you can imagine. And the animals I get to see, you know, on my days off, or the calls I get, because when we're not treating snake bites, we don't sit around just waiting for snake bites. We'll go out and do the python captures, the ones that are sneaking into the neighborhoods eating the pets. I've caught cutamundis, kinkajous, giant African porcupines, monkeys. That part I will miss because I enjoy that and the characters that I run into.
Lieutenant Scott Mullen of the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. He is still part. He's leaving the Venom Response Team.
But always will be.
He's still doing his thing. And again, they're doing a restructuring. So we're just going to see that hopefully people are still going to be able to get anti-venoms if that's the case. I'm going to continue to respect nature from a distance, though.
Don't play with snakes. You won't be a victim.
Trust me. I don't. Lieutenant Mullen, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's the program for today. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.